Chapter 3. Nance and the others came back a few minutes later, their faces flush with excitement. They half-heartedly continued their taste test, but the conversation kept turning to various plans for investigating the mystery of the skull. Once they'd compared all the baked goods, Lexi's won hands down, and Helen had enough for her article, they wrapped up the few leftover pieces of pastry in napkins, shoved them into their oversized purses, and headed on their way.
"Do be sure and find out what Jack knows about the investigation tonight," Nance demanded as she disappeared out the door.
Lexi sat in her empty bakery, glaring out the window at the brew and bake. She could see the perky blonde who she assumed to be the owner bustling around inside. Should she go over and introduce herself? Lexi was debating the pros and cons of introducing herself when police lights at the sewer construction caught her attention. They sure took their sweet time, she thought, as she watched the door of the black sedan open. Would it be Jack? No, it was Watson Davies, the perky new detective in Jack's squad. Lexi wasn't sure what to make of Davies. She acted like a ditz most of the time, but Lexi had a sneaking suspicion that was an act to catch people off guard. Lexi and Davies had gotten off on the wrong foot when Lexi had been caught in the midst of a double murder investigation involving her wedding gown. Everything had worked out in the end, but Lexi wasn't friendly enough with Davies to rush down there and ask a lot of questions. She'd wait for tonight when she was at home with Jack. At home with Jack. The thought gave her goosebumps. They decided to keep her house, which had originally been Nan's, and put Jack's on the market. Even though they'd already spent a lot of time at each other's houses, conveniently located behind one another, the fact they were now going to live together forever made it all seem more thrilling. She couldn't wait to get home every night to be with Jack, and of course her white Shih Tzu mix, Sprinkles. Tearing herself away from the window, she walked over to the bakery case. A sugary treat would sure help alleviate the boredom. She'd given Cassie the day off, and being at the bakery alone with few customers to wait on left her with only two things to do to fill her time: bake and eat. Glancing at her reflection in the chrome display case door, she pushed at a lock of brown hair that had escaped the ponytail that swung just below her shoulders. Her face was still tanned from lazy days in the sun, and it made her green eyes look even lighter than usual. She slid the door open and picked out a chocolate whoopie pie. Leaning on the top of the case, she bit into the chocolatey confection, savoring the contrasting flavors of dark chocolate and the sweet, creamy middle. As she chewed, she contemplated what to do next. The police had the street almost blocked off now, and she doubted any customers would be coming by. Maybe today was a good day to close early, go home, and make a nice home-cooked meal for Jack. She could even bring his favorite pie, coconut cream. Shoving the rest of the whoopie pie into her mouth, she opened the refrigerated display case that held the pies, pulled out a coconut cream, set it in a pie box on top of the case, and then rearranged the pie display to fill in the empty space. Grabbing a clean cloth, she swiped at the few crumbs left on the cafe tables on her way to the front door, where she hesitated for a few seconds, her hand hovering over the lock. Lexi never closed the shop early, but felt certain keeping it open today was a waste of time. Even though she hated to miss out on even one customer, the time would be better spent at home, unwinding and unpacking after her trip. Her mind made up, she grabbed the sign on the door and quickly turned it over to the closed side. Turning away from the door, her eyes drifted across the street and her heart stuttered when she found herself looking right into the beady blue eyes of the blonde at the brew and bake. She stood frozen for a split second. Should she wave? No, the other woman did not look friendly at all.
Lexi ripped her gaze away and then spun around, turning off the lights and grabbing the pie on her way out the back door. She'd meet the owner of the Brew and Bake some other time. Lexi was sure of it.
So, tell me about the skull they found in the sewer pipes today.
Lexi slid the piece of pie across the kitchen table to Jack and leaned back in her chair as he stabbed his fork into it. Jack closed his eyes, swirling the pie around in his mouth and making nummy noises.
There's not much to tell.
He took another forkful of pie and held it up to his mouth.
The skull belongs to a male. It's been down there for a long time.
How long?
We're not exactly sure, but the medical examiner said probably decades.
Jack broke off a piece of pie crust and held it out for Sprinkles, who twirled around in excitement before inhaling it.
Wow, that's a long time.
Lexi gathered the dinner dishes from the table to load into the dishwasher.
We have some people going down tomorrow to see if they can come up with any more bones or figure out what happened. But it's a long shot we'll be able to find out too much. And the case isn't a priority.
Lexi spun around to face him.
What do you mean? You're not going to hold up the sewer project, are you?
Jack raised a brow at her.
Well, I don't know. Technically, we shouldn't disturb anything, but, like I said, most of the evidence is probably gone by now.
The site is so old.
I know there is a lot of pressure to get that project done and the street patched back up before the bicentennial, though, so I doubt our investigation would hold up the project too much.
So, if you don't find anything tomorrow, you just drop it?
Lexi asked incredulously.
Surely they would investigate until they found out how the skull got there, wouldn't they?
Oh, no.
Jack brought his empty pie plate over to the dishwasher.
There are other entrances to the old sewer system, and we could still have the sewer commission open up the manholes later on, so we can get in that way.
Oh, good. I'm losing business with that street all dug up like that, not to mention the new bakery.
Surely you weren't worried about the competition.
Jack stepped closer, his arm snaking around her back to untie her apron.
No, not really. Was she?
No, but... Jack pulled her close. She leaned into him, inhaling his clean, spicy scent.
You know you make the best pastries around. I'm sure that other bakery's stuff isn't nearly as good.
He tugged on her ponytail, freeing her hair, which cascaded down around her shoulders.
That's what Nance and the gang said.
Lexi pressed her lips together. But I better make sure these scones I have entered in the bake-off are absolutely perfect. I may need to do some test runs. They have to be good enough to beat her entry.
Your great-grandma's recipe?
Jack tugged on her hand, pulling her toward the door leading to the living room.
Yeah, it always wins top prize.
Lexi followed him absently, her mind on the torn-up sidewalks, the competing bakery across the street, and making sure she baked the winning scones.
I'm sure you'll win with those. They're delicious,
Jack continued, pulling her toward the stairs.
And so are you.
Huh?
She looked up at him, then flushed when she recognized the primal look in his eye.
Oh.
Jack smiled, and Lexi realized they were at the bottom of the stairs, which wasn't such a bad thing.
Well, even if the police don't have time to investigate the mysterious skull, I know four ladies who do,
Lexi said. Jack turned, looking at her pointedly.
Four? Or five?
Lexi grimaced. In the past, Jack hadn't always approved of her helping Nance and the Ladies Detective Club with their investigations. Lately, though, he'd loosened up a bit. She hoped he wouldn't get mad at her if she helped out on this one.
Well, it does seem kind of intriguing. I mean, a decades-old skeleton in a sewer system? Who wouldn't want to investigate that?
Jack laughed. You and Nance might as well go ahead. Like I said, it's not a priority for us. We have a backlog of recent murders to investigate.
Lexi stopped short. Murders? You mean the man who belonged to the skull was murdered?
We don't know for sure. But judging by the hole in the middle of his head, I'd have to say, murder is a definite possibility.